I found a reason to keep living. And you know the reason, dear, it's you. And I've walked down life's lonely highways, hand in hand with myself.
Good morning, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Jangle Heaven. I'm Jack, your host. And today, we've just started with a pretty classic jangly song to get things started as usual. This was I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground. And, it's a nice sunny day out. And I'm going to keep things simple with just some more, the Jangle Heaven backlog of, just songs and piles of songs from, past 5 decades or so. There's really no end to this stuff, so it's good that I can't keep this show forever. Maybe. But aside from that, not too much to talk about right now. I'll think of something for the future breaks, but I'll keep the music playing. With Only in My Dreams by Ariel Pink. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Was Built to Spill with The Weather off Ancient Melodies of the Future from 2001. And before that, Only in My Dreams by R.L. Pink's Haunted Graffiti off Mature Themes. Yeah, pretty standard, you know, jangly stuff. I just wanted to play those songs. I'm doing well without a theme today. I think I just wanted to throw together some songs that I thought would sound good. I mean, part of the reason I even do this is just to hear some of these songs that I like on these studio monitors. But while I was looking through my library of songs, looking for something to play, I realized, like, I don't know, I was looking back through stuff I saved in 2009, or 2019, not 2009, 2019, and I don't know, I was just, back then, I it was album after album. I would listen to, you know, that's all I did. I don't know, today I think I'm more sporadic about listening. Maybe I just don't have the time, but I was happy that this week I really got to do some I guess more intensive listening. I listened to a decent number, like maybe five or so albums this week, mostly electronic stuff, so not so well suited to the show, except for, I mean, last week we did a lot of that. I've been really getting into some more of the classic electronic albums. Not so much Aphex Twin and that kind of stuff yet, but, you know, yesterday I was listening to some Gary Numan and Daft Punk and
Yellow Magic Orchestra and stuff like that. And I'm just happy to be finding some music that I'm really excited about listening to, you know, complete albums in the genre. But not so much, not doing much for stuff for the show. But luckily in the backlog, there's many, many songs that fit Jangle Heaven. Yeah, so I'll continue on then with some of the stuff that I found. This is a song that I had stuck in my head walking over here from my room. Here we go. Photo Jenny by Belle and Sebastian off Push Barman to Open Old Wounds. A few things about that one. I never noticed that at the end they quote Wichita Lineman with the chord changes and the guitar at the end, which I just love. That's that was a great discovery just now. Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell being a classic of, I guess, country music, you could say. Well, I thought I had something else. I don't know. Like I said, I had it stuck in my head on the way over here. That album is something I listened to a lot last winter. I had a CD of it, and I did a lot of driving that winter, so I just ended up listening to it a lot. Just the first half. It's a double album, and I just kept the first half in. So I don't really know the second half very well, except for Marks and Angles, which that's a great song, but... but the first half I know very well, and Photo Jenny's one of the highlights. So I have a few more songs here from, you know, even before this, actually, more like late 80s C86 stuff that I'm going to play. And then we'll go on from there. So, yeah, enjoy this. This is going to be Another Sunny Day, which I heard on the radio a little while ago. I was surprised. I heard it and I thought this is sounds like Another Sunny Day. And I just couldn't really believe that a radio station would be playing that. But, you know, there's college stations all around here, so some people have taste, I guess. But yeah, Another Sunny Day in McCarthy, so enjoy.
So just now you heard We Are All Bourgeois Now by McCarthy, and before that, You Should All Be Murdered and I'm in Love with a Girl Who Doesn't Know I Exist, both by Another Sunny Day. And these are classic C86 songs from the indie scene in the British 1980s, I guess. Now you might be wondering, did you just listen to a pro-Thatcher Reaganomics indie anthem with We Are All Bourgeois Now? The answer is no. It's the band McCarthy is actually pretty left-wing, and their lyricist Malcolm Eden is sort of known for these songs where he's playing a character who is either naive of capitalism or is sort of, I don't know, a lot of it's just portraying the other side of this debate. In a way that isn't so obvious on the surface. There's a few lines in that song that come out and really reveal what he's talking about. You know, in every town on the way, the people look gray, the buildings look healthy. That doesn't sound so pro-capitalism, I guess, if you're thinking about when this was written in the Thatcher era. But it does come across that way. And the chorus, you know, I'm free to choose, we're free to choose. It sounds... I don't know. I feel like this is one of those things that could have... If literally anybody knew who McCarthy was at the time, which they still don't, I could see a political party, you know, misappropriating that. That would be pretty funny. And then before that, the Another Sunny Day songs, you know, pretty blatant, like Smith's ripoffs, but very good and without the, you know, problematic nature of playing the Smiths, which I still do. I just, you know, don't always... Not every show. That's pretty much it for that. I have a few other songs, not C86, but kind of all over the place for the rest of the show. I hope you enjoy. This is going to be some Cocteau Twins coming up.
Thank you. I've been a mess of late.
Today we had Atop a Cake by Always off their self-titled debut. Before that, You Wouldn't Like Me by The Beths, and The Itchy Globo Blow by the Cocteau Twins. And now it's time to read a PSA. I'm sorry, not too much to talk about those songs. I just enjoyed them. I think I've played like half of the songs from today's show before, I think, but, you know, never a bad time for reruns. Anyway, some numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. I love these ones. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to the Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So with that PSA out of the way, I hope those are numbers that you will think about. But I'll move on. I think there should be enough time for the rest of... I have 3 more songs, and I hope there's enough time for all of them. But I'm going to... I'm going to start with the Destroyer one. Yeah, I'm going to make you listen to it. I hope you enjoy it, though. This is English music from Street Hawk, A Seduction. So, yeah.
Suffering, and you're softer than the Western world. Thank you.
This is the one.